What exactly is a tariff?
Well, a tariff is basically a charge, a tax, or a duty that is imposed on either something that's coming into the country or something that's going out of the country. In this case, we're talking about imports.
We've heard a lot about inflation and imports. Is this going to make things worse in terms of our economy?
It probably will make inflation worse. And the reason is that when you have this extra charge that is on an imported good. So let's just pretend we're going to make it very simple and say, okay, well, avocados are going to have a 25% charge for any U.S. importer. The company that imports the good pays for that tariff. Now, the question is, doesn't mean they have to pass it along to consumers, but generally, especially when it's a good that's perishable, we note that most companies will say, okay, well, if the thing that I'm importing, my avocado, costs me 25 cents more, then I'm going to pass that along to the consumer. And that's why economists don't love tariffs, because what they tend to do is they make whatever is coming into the country more expensive for the end user, us, the consumers. Again, it's not for everything. But there are a few big categories. You know, I say always say avocados because it's easy to say, like, avocados and tequila. But what's really important is that we know, for example, that that Mexico and Canada, they're very big trading partners when it comes to cars and car parts, right? And so when you think about producing a car, sometimes the part comes from one, from Mexico, maybe it comes from Canada, maybe we send it back over there for fabrication, then it comes back here. And so that's why this morning you're seeing a lot of the car makers going down in their stocks. So it's going to be a real thing. We're not going back to 9% inflation, but it is certainly going to put a pressure on the inflation rate on the upside.
Is there a timeline when we could go to the grocery store and start to feel some of these impacts?
You know, it's funny. When we talk about longer, like it takes a longer time, usually that's for things like cars, right? Mm. Because you have a car on a lot and, you know, you can sell your existing inventory. But when it comes to grocery or it comes to gas, because we are going to see that prices for gas could go up as well because we get a lot of oil from Canada, that takes almost an immediate effect. So we're going to have to see. I would say just prepare yourselves. And it is important that you don't freak out, but especially don't freak out when it comes to the stock market, because I know that there are a lot of people who are worried about that. We are seeing some sell-off this morning, but you know, we just have to kind of take a breath and make sure that we are not reacting and changing things when we could be just saying, okay, well, let me just take a breath and see how this actually impacts me, and then I'll adjust accordingly.
Could the Fed do anything as a result of this?
Well, I think this really complicates things for the Fed. And the reason is the Fed, remember, what's the Fed doing is they're trying to push down the inflation rate. I just said to you, we expect the inflation rate to rise. And that's going to be a complicating factor. I think it starts to explain why the Fed was basically saying they're going to do nothing. And that's what they did last week. I think this really puts into question whether or not the Fed is going to cut interest rates at all in the first half of the year, but we'll have to see. Again, a lot of this depends on not just the scale of these tariffs. We also have to watch what is the retaliation. And the president has said that he wants to enact tariffs on other countries like the European Union. So we need to see what happens. And we need to see if this these tariffs are in place for a longer period of time than expected. You know, listen, if it's like 6 weeks and we're done, it's not going to be so bad. But if it's 6 months, it's going to be a real impact on inflation. And that's going to really make the idea of interest rates going down almost like a fantasy for right now.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, thanks for the time. As always, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.